Good morning. It's Holy Wednesday. My name is Andy Stoddard from St. Matthew's United Methodist Church in Madison. It's good to be with you as we continue walking together through our Holy Week together. And as we get closer to Friday, things grow more dark. We've talked about Jesus teaching the first 2 days. Today, we're going to talk about something that really isn't in Jesus' hands. This is Holy Wednesday, but it's sometimes called Spy Wednesday. That wasn't a term that I was familiar with to the last few years when I really began to look into this day and look into this passage. But in many traditions of the faith, this is called Spy Wednesday, and it goes to Judas. So our passage today, our primary passage is Matthew 26, 14 through 16, and it says this: "Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, 'What will you give me if I betray him to you?' They paid him 30 pieces of silver. From that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray him." So it's called Spy Wednesday because from this moment, Judas has kind of cast his lot with betraying Jesus, and he is looking for a place to ambush or spy or have Jesus arrested, betrayed. But I think it's important to read this passage in conjunction with the earlier two passages in Matthew 26. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Matthew 26, 1 through 5 is where the religious leaders are looking to have Jesus killed. Verse 4 says, "They conspire to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. They said, 'Let not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people.'" So Jesus is basically saying in this, the reason why they're mad at him is he says, after 2 days, the Passover is coming. The Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Jesus is telling him, "I'm going to be crucified." And this is not sitting well with the religious leaders. They don't like what he's doing, what he's saying. And they're ready to be done with him. So they're looking for a way to crucify him, to arrest him, have him crucified or killed. That's the first part. Then the second part of this chapter is the anointing, where it says a woman came, very costly ointment, poured it on his head. He sat at the table. Disciples saw, and they were angry and said, "Why this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum, the money given to the poor." But Jesus says, why are you troubled with this woman? She's performed a good service to me. If you always have the poor with you, you can always have me. By pouring this ointment on my body, she's prepared me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed to the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." So we see two things happen before Judas begins the process of betrayal. First, we see the religious leaders are looking for a way to do it. They're done with him, with his teaching, and with him. They're ready to be done with him. First part. Second part is Jesus is anointed. And the disciples are frustrated with him too. So when you look at Jesus, when you look in this section here, you see he has two groups of folks frustrated with him. First, the religious leaders. Second, his own disciples. And those two things dovetail together because you see the religious leaders looking for a means to arrest him. And then the frustration with the disciples. Verse 8, when the disciples saw this, they were angry and said, "Why this waste?" You see the desire of the religious leaders to arrest and kill him dovetailing perfectly with the frustration and anger of the disciples. And so there is definitely a spiritual component to what Judas does. We see at one point in the Gospels, it say the devil entered into Judas. He is definitely fooled by and controlled by, and the devil is at work in Judas' life. But we see, too, that there is this disillusioned. They're angry. They're frustrated with Jesus. And that frustration or anger leads to, I think, it leads to Judas taking this action because verse 14 starts off, "Then one of the 12, it's called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said." So we see almost the text makes it read almost as that Judas's action was caused by what just happened with the anointing. I think the anointing is an interesting story. I think those of us, particularly those of us who are Protestant, sometimes we get so functional in our faith that we can forget beauty. You walk into some of our beautiful Catholic friends' churches, some of these basilicas and these cathedrals, and our mind is awash with beauty, and we're overcome by this beauty and this mysteriousness. Sometimes we get a little too practical in our faith, and I know that we don't want to be too ornate and too fancy, but there's something to be said for beauty. Practically, this was a waste of an ointment. But this woman was worshiping Jesus, and she was doing something beautiful. And I've been thinking a lot about beauty recently, and how mentioned a book, The World Between Worlds, The Wood Between Worlds by Brian Zahn, talks so much about beauty and how beauty may be the path to recapture our culture. And what she did to Jesus was beautiful. It was a beautiful act of worship. And we need to be looking for beauty in the world, and we also need to be the cause of beauty. We need to live beautiful lives of loving devotion to Jesus. In the same way this woman's life was beautiful and devoted to Jesus, we need to live lives of beautiful devotion to Jesus, just like her, while also knowing that may frustrate people, like it frustrated the disciples. And so when I read these stories today, what I see is people not understanding Jesus and being frustrated by Jesus. And so I guess our question to ponder today is, what do we do when Jesus frustrates us? What do we do in the path that Jesus walks, or the path that Jesus calls us to walk, is not the path that we necessarily want to walk? That's what happened over and over again to the disciples. The path that Jesus called them to walk down was not the path that they walked. They wanted to walk down. It wasn't. Jesus even tells Peter at the end of the Gospels, he says, they will take you by the hand and lead you to where you do not want to go. What do we do then? What do we do when Jesus takes us where we don't want to go? Judas didn't want to go where Jesus was going. The disciples, it seems as though, did not want to go where Jesus was going. We see Judas betray him. We see Judas betray him for 30 pieces of silver. When we keep reading the stories, we're going to see Peter deny him. We're going to see the other disciples run and be afraid. They were afraid. They were angry. They were anxious. And they walked away from Jesus. They did. Every last one of them. We'll see it on Good Friday. We'll see it on Monday, Thursday. We see it today where Judas begins the process of betrayal. So, what do we do? What do we do when the road gets hard? And the path that Jesus calls us to walk is not always easy. It's a challenge, isn't it? And I think it's why we have to be focused on Him and on His salvation and on His life. We have to keep our eyes. I think our frustration comes the most is whenever we are focused on what we want and not on what He wants. When we're focused on our desires and not His desires, we're focused on our dreams and not His dreams. We grow frustrated like Judas did, like the apostles did, when we're focused on us and not Him. And then I think, like Judas, whenever we give over our hearts to our anger or our frustration, that's a great way for the devil to begin to influence us. The devil loves our anger, y'all. He loves our outrage. He loves our stirred emotions like that, where he can get at us. Look at what God's doing. Can you believe that? Look at that. It's not fair. It's not right. When the devil can get us focused on those frustrations and that anger, then can begin to play us like a fiddle. The road we walk is never easy, y'all. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy. But I'm saying if we keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, then we'll walk it well. We see in these passages the humanness of the disciples. They got angry at Jesus, and Judas began the process of betraying him. They didn't like what he was doing. What do we do? What do we do when our path is hard? We don't understand our Savior. Let's be focused on him. I think when we do that, we can walk even a difficult path. Thanks for being with us. We're going to pick up tomorrow with Maundy Thursday. Powerful next few days. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.